Another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti back in cold and snowy Rochester, New York. Thanks for being with us tonight. Joining us in just a few minutes will be one of the newest members of the Rochester Lancers. He's a three-time MISL champion, Evan McNeely. He'll be talking about the Lancers' last five matches, the push for the playoffs, the Lancers with a gigantic match on Friday against fourth-place Chicago. That match could make or break the Lancers' season. We'll talk about that. And then after that, we'll be looking at all of the news nationally and internationally in soccer with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. Will also be previewing Wednesday's start to the final round of World Cup qualifying, the hexagonal here in CONCACAF. The U.S. goes to Honduras, and that'll be Wednesday at 4 o'clock. We'll go through all the teams, let you know what we think our predictions are for who's going to make the World Cup and who's going to be sitting at home. Let's now go down to beautiful Florida and our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Sirianni. How you doing, Joe?
Good, Andrew. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass. Coming to you from Miami, Florida. And beautiful day today and kind of chilly at the moment, but it's better than Rochester. It's 70 degrees here in the cool side, but what are you going to do? Wearing shorts and T-shirt and better than Rochester being bundled up.
It's cold here, that's for sure. But, you know, it's where you are, it's nice and warm, and I'm sure the people are out there playing soccer, getting ready for the season. MLS starts in just about a month's time, unbelievably. You know, the former home of the Miami Confusion and, of course, the Fort Lauderdale Strikers and the NASL, if anybody goes to see those matches. But, Joe, we got a lot of stuff tonight. We're going to be talking a lot about World Cup qualifying, the U.S. against Honduras at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. I can't wait. It's going to be, it's the ultimate test for Jurgen Klinsmann. If the U.S. makes the World Cup, he'll be in good shape. If they somehow fail to make the World Cup, it'll be bye-bye, Jurgen.
Well, we need also to talk about your hero. That is, he went back to France, no longer in the United States, and you must be devastated.
But well, we knew he was going to be going somewhere. I think, you know, Paris Saint-Germain, at least we'll get to watch his matches on beIN Sport. That's who they cover the French league. So it'll be interesting to see if he's going to play in the Champions League. That would be very interesting. We'll talk more about international soccer with Dick Howard in just a bit. And, of course, we'll have Michael Lewis on for an extended segment tonight to talk about the United States national team. The roster was announced, and Jurgen Klinsmann at a press conference today. We'll talk all about that. But let's start off with the Rochester Lancers. They had two tough, tight losses this weekend in Missouri and in Wichita. Joining us now to talk about that and about the big matches this weekend against Chicago and his former club, Milwaukee, is Evan McNeely, our special guest tonight from the Lancers. Evan's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. The next home match is Saturday the 16th at 1 p.m. kickoff against the Syracuse Silver Knights. Call 872-KICK to get your tickets. Evan, thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
Great. I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. Andrew Battisti here locally, and Joe Sirianni, the Lancers Wall of Famers down in Florida, enjoying the beautiful sunshine and warm temperatures. But, Evan, I tell you, I was watching both matches over the weekend, and you guys just you fought your hearts out in both those matches, just a couple of breakdowns at the end in both those matches, and just put us in the loss column. And now, really, we're in must-win territory this weekend.
That's exactly right. We are in must-win territory, especially with Chicago. This next game for us is the biggest one of the season. So we're all, you know, gearing up and doing what's necessary in order to be prepared to take home a victory.
Joe, what do you have? This is Joe Sirianni. And can you describe a little bit, you know, what happened and why did it happen?
With what?
With the losses. I mean, you guys were so close and toward the end, and just, is there a let down or just a mental mistake or?
I think indoor is such a crazy game. You make one mistake and unfortunately, you know, it can cost you big. So just a couple of breakdowns, and we clawed all the way back, and we just had that, you know, couple late breakdowns.
Yeah, they were tough losses. You guys played very well, and you know, playing on the road is not easy. And certainly, you know, Wichita was up for that game, and Leo Gibson is on fire right now with 4 hat tricks in his last 5 games. The only one he didn't have a hat trick one was the match last Sunday here in Rochester. But you mentioned Chicago. Chicago, a new team we've beaten 3 times this year out of 3. So we've done well against them, but we haven't played them in a fairly long time. And obviously they're on a roll right now. And the advantage they have is they have 4 of their last 5 matches at home. So really, like you said, this Friday, this is almost a playoff match right here for the Lancers on Friday night. Tell us what's the team focusing on for this big match on Friday.
Well, it's going to be energy. We're going to have to come and provide more energy. The Sears Center is a great place to play. It's a great venue, good turf. We're just going to have to play consistent and provide more energy than they do.
Joe?
One of the things that I have observed watching the games and the indoor games is that, you know, first of all, the game is really, really fast. And, you know, it's kind of very difficult to play, especially in Rochester where the turf is not as good as other places. But the reality of the things that what I noticed is that sometime the lack of shooting, because you know there's so many chances with rebound, and it seemed to be like you want to get right in the close in the area, the goalie area, and then shoot.
Definitely. I think there's all kinds of stats that prove the fact that if you get to the box in indoor soccer, you're going to produce points. And that's what one of the main goals is. I think some 80-some percent of goals are scored inside the penalty crease in hockey and inside the box in outdoor soccer, and also it proves right in indoor soccer. If you get numbers inside the penalty area, you're going to end up producing goals. That comes with keeping the ball on target and keeping the ball in play and, you know, using the boards to your advantage.
Here with Evan McNeely of the Rochester Lancers, and the Lancers again this Friday night, 8:30 Eastern Time kickoff. You can watch it live on the Internet. Go to MISLNet.com, UNation.com. And you can check out the Lancers against Chicago. And then Sunday, Evan, you got to play against your old team, the Milwaukee Wave. And they have proven this year they are the class of the league. They're two-time defending champions. You were on both those squads. The Lancers have to play them twice in their last five matches. It may come down to having to beat the Wave to get into the playoffs in that very last match of the season. The good thing is they have to play Baltimore the night before. So we might catch them a little winded, but I don't know if you could tell us the answer, because nobody else has been able to figure it out. How do you beat Milwaukee? We came very close in December at home. You were there for that match. So,
right.
What do you have to do to beat the Wave?
Well, they're a good team. They got a consistency level of play, of excellence that they've continued. And they have some key players in which we need to take care of early and often. The way to beat them is to have more physicality than them. We're going to have to play physical, strong, mentally as well as physically. So those are going to be the two tough keys in order for us to come away with a win. They got Marciolette, who's a proven great player. They have good goalkeeping, and defense wins championships, and they have proven that when you get five back behind the ball, it's really tough to break down a team. So if we can counter them fast and often, I feel like we got a good chance at winning in that game. And we're a counterattack team.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, with Dougie Miller and Mauricio, that we have the weapons in order to take care of business and to produce points. And that's what it's going to take in order to win that game.
Yeah, they've won 14 games in a row, but they lost Marcelo Fontana for the rest of the season with a broken ankle, and they've already lost Jonathan Santos to an ACL. So they're a little banged up. Of course, the Lancers are banged up, too. How is the recovery for some of our injured players coming along?
Good. I think Gary's going to be able to come back. With our goalkeeping, we've had some, injuries that we're trying to take care of and get back from. So, with the majority, you have to play hurt in indoor. With the majority of your games, there's usually not one or two games where something's going to end up hurting on you. So you're going to have to deal with the pain and to play through it.
Devin, one question. Milwaukee, a cold place. Rochester, a cold place. What do you think, the difference between the Lancers and the Milwaukee Braves?
As far as the coldness goes?
Yeah.
It's a little more windy. There's a lake effect both places, but I'm liking how much it snows here. It's snowing a little more than it did when I was in Milwaukee, I'm liking it here in Rochester.
Oh, well, Evan, we're glad you're here.
Great.
You've really helped us help the team out with your steadiness in the back, and you play with the mentality of a champion. You've won three straight. I mean, that's a great accomplishment. I know that, like I said, this is it this weekend. The Lancers need that win on Friday, and it would be nice to get a win against Milwaukee on Sunday, but Friday is really the big game. I know Chicago is feeling the same way. They know if they beat the Lancers on Friday, they will be in really good shape for the playoffs. So we wish you the best of luck this weekend. We'll certainly be watching, and wish all the team the best from us, and we'll hopefully see not one, but two wins over the weekend.
Most certainly. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Evan McNeely of the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, the Lancers in action Friday night in Chicago, 8:30 kickoff. And then Sunday, it's a 5 p.m. kickoff against the defending champion and first place Milwaukee Wave. When we come back, we will be joined by Dick Howard to go over all the international news. We mentioned about David Beckham and Mario Balotelli moving back to Italy. And then a big story breaking today about major match fixing in European soccer. We'll talk about that with Dick next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best just got better. The three-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand-new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring and will be led by the current FIFA Women's Player of the Year, Rochester's Abby Wambach, and two-time Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd. Now is the time to purchase your 2013 season tickets and flex packs to ensure you have the best seats in the house at Salem Stadium to see Abby, Carly, and the Flash compete for their fourth straight title. Flash tickets are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street in Rochester through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Lancers return home over President's Day weekend to make their final push for the postseason with two important matches against playoff contenders. On Saturday, February 16th, the Lancers take on throwaway rival Syracuse with an early start time of 1 p.m. Then on President's Day, the Wichita Wings come to town for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. The number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Be sure to go in there and tell Tony and Michelle you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and they'll give you a 10% discount. Also, of course, ask Tony where he goes to watch the United States national team. We can't mention them because they're not a sponsor, but go watch the game with Tony on Wednesday. He's one of the biggest U.S. national team fans there is. You can get all your U.S. national team special gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Get you ready for the start of the final round of World Cup qualifying. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Very cold compared to people who are in Florida and other locations.
I know it.
I'm not in another location this week, Dick. I'm back home, and it's definitely chilly. And boy, we'll have a lot to talk about, but we got to start with this huge story that broke today from Interpol, the governing body of law enforcement in Europe, that upwards of 680 matches may have been fixed with regards to European Championship qualifiers, UEFA Champions League, World Cup qualifiers, based around a Singapore crime syndicate that has been involved in much of this. And they didn't name any names or any players, anything like that, but this has sent some big shockwaves throughout soccer. And I know Michel Platini, the president of UEFA, has already come out with a statement on this. This could be one of the most damaging things to ever come along in soccer. So tell us, what have you heard, and what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, it's just a sad day for the world's game, isn't it? But the thing is, of course, when you have a sport in which millions of games are played every year in the professional level, and now we're finding people are wanting to profit from that, and we're getting this incredible revelations coming out from Interpol with regards to what has happened, and whether you're looking at players, whether you're looking at match officials, you know, everybody's sort of brought under the microscope. And when you're talking about Champions League games and World Cup qualifying games, you're looking at top quality games and why people would want to get involved in this aspect. But it really is a sad day when you the figure you mentioned, you know, close to, 700-800 games being affected in this way.
Dick, one of the things that I know that the Italian soccer is, has been under scrutiny. It's under scrutiny, and many players have gone to jail or have been banned from playing the game. The reality is that it's a syndicate. There's got to be some sort of a syndicate that, just like Andrew said, it's based in different countries that are administer this truffa, that we call it in Italian, you know, which means that gambling. So I mean, how can they be stopped?
Incredible, as you say. With it seems to be centered at Singapore, has been mentioned as being a base, but obviously it's a global aspect and criminals being involved. And this is where, of course, I think, you know, you've got to have very severe sanctions of anybody found, whether it be players, whether it be match officials or referees, you name it. They should be brought to task and, say, be suspended, signed, aye. No ifs, ands, or buts, and at times the penalties are not severe enough to prevent this, but it really is a massive situation, and obviously the revelations will come out as to which clubs are being involved and players, and as I say, it's shockwaves throughout the world of soccer.
It's all over the place.
Incredible. You know, we know with gambling that this takes place. We all like to have a bet on things. But when you're now involving people involved in games to alter the course of the game, so to speak, whether it be a goalkeeper diving just a little bit late for a shot and allowing the ball to get past him, you know, goalkeepers, unfortunately, are ones that can be easily targeted. Referees, assistant referees, also come into this. But the way that it's being conducted and the sophistication of it and the money, the millions of dollars that are involved, it's just incredible.
I would correct you on that, Dick. They're saying billions of dollars affected.
Yep.
And it also does, and somebody made a point of this in one of the articles, is that it puts a cloud over the whole sport when you see, you know, somebody, a striker, miss an open goal from 10 yards. And of course, we're not talking about Fernando Torres here. He has his own problems. But any decision or any miskick of the ball, any bad play, could be questioned as being something that has some chicanery around it. And this somehow, I don't know how FIFA is going to handle this, or how the other law enforcement's going to get involved, but this has got to be stopped, or else, like I said, our whole sport could come into question.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, as I say, with regards to this, with the sanctions, you know, there's got to be signed die and prison sentences and the strongest kind of punishment with regards to this, because you say the figure of the money that's involved, and more will come out in the days and weeks ahead with regards to this, but it really is, you know, incredible. I'm shocked. You know, I know that it has gone on in the past, and we've had experience of it, but on this scale, I've never known anything like it before. And there have been, as you well know, several books written on this aspect of the game, you know, and the criminal activity that takes place. But it really is incredible.
You would think that the beautiful game that we all love, you know, imagine the naysayer now, what they're going to say, you know, oh, this sport is no good, you know, and they're all crooks. So I'm disturbed by the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, the FIFA has very much been the ones that say we have to put an organization in place to track this all down. It happens in all sports. It happens in horse race. And you know, with regards to gambling, we know that it encompasses so many aspects. When it touches upon a sport that we know and love, of course, then we feel very personal and very, very much harmed by this, because with what is coming out, it's going to reveal, I think, some shock statements, and clubs and players being mentioned and cited that really we never thought would enter into this kind of activity.
Well, this is
one of the things that really puzzled me is that some of the people that are involved, players or referees or whoever, you know, those are people that are earning a living, a comfortable living, playing the sports. Uh-huh. Because if it affects the World Cup qualifiers, it affects the Champions League, those are people that are, well-to-do people.
Well, it's even mentioned, Joe.
Money.
Yes, even mentioned World Cup games, you know. And
yeah,
when it comes to this, you think, you know, how can you condone that? You know, you expect players who are representing their country on the world stage in the world's greatest sports tournament, and it's impacting on them. It really does shock you that will take place.
I said, Dick, we're going to be watching this story for a good long time, I think. There's going to be ongoing investigations and all of this. So we'll listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll definitely keep you up to date. You know, Dick, you know, we have Dick working, who works for FIFA. So, you know, any news that comes out of FIFA, I'm sure Dick will share with us. But let's talk about good news. And I know that, you know, I'm sad that David Beckham is no longer in the United States.
But who did I say he was going to join right from day one?
Yep. Dick, yes, yeah,
you're right.
You can go back to your previous shows, and I always felt that PSG, Paris Saint-Germain, would be a great fit for the Beckhams.
And one of the things that they said,
I believe,
is that he's going to leave his family in London, though.
Because
the kids are going
to
school.
But Posh will go over for fashion shows and launching of a new perfume or a new dress line. You know, she will be very much actively involved with DB.
Well, I'm sure that one Zlatan Ibrahimovic, I'm sure, is very happy to see the number 32 being worn by Beck. So he'll be looking for some quality crosses to put the ball in the back of the net when PSG gets him into the lineup. I'm sure that probably he's saying about 3 to 4 weeks to get himself in match fitness shape. But, you know, David Beckham is somebody who loves this sport. He's going to do everything he can to help PSG take home the Ligue 1, and maybe even the Champions League. But the other big transfer was Super Mario Balotelli from Manchester City to AC Milan. And of course, he used to play for Inter. And what a start. 2 goals in his first match. And, boy, this could really change the City A lineup here with Balotelli. If he's on form, look out.
Well, one of the things that I'm glad of, that he's back in Italy, and maybe maybe he's going to be able to be controlled a little bit because he's in Italian soil and he's not, you know, he's not looked upon so much as he was before with Mancini. The reality of the thing is that he is a good player. I think that Milan is going to find a place in the team. He's playing with, you know, he's playing with Cassano, and the coach is a disciplinarian, so he's not going to be able to get away with too much stuff.
And you gotta remember, he's a young man too. He's only 23 years old. So, I mean, Italy certainly wants him in form and playing well for World Cup qualifying. He could be a difference maker for Italy as he was in the European Championships.
Dick, well, Prandelli already said that he's got him scheduled to play.
Oh, that's good. Italy is in action on Wednesday. All the European teams are in friendly matches to prepare themselves for World Cup qualifying. It's going to be Italy going to the big stadium in Ajax to take on Holland. It should be a great matchup. Dick, are you still with us? I think we may have lost Dick. We'll try to get him back on. But, Joe, I know you're looking forward to that match. That should be a great one. There's some great matches coming up this Wednesday. You got England against Brazil at Wembley. Wow, what a match that's going to be. France and Germany, Spain and Uruguay. So a lot of great matchups. But I know you're interested in that Holland-Italy match to see what the Azzurri can do against the Grand Orange.
Well, certainly it's going to be a big test because Italy, so far, you know, they have not looked so good. So Prandelli is going to have to get his hands full, and he's going to have to deliver.
Well, it's only a friendly, so we have Dick back, though. Dick, we're just talking about some of the friendlies coming up on Wednesday. We have some really great matches. I tell you, if you're going to take a day off of work, Wednesday is the day to do it. You've got the African Nations Cup semifinals, some real surprises there. And then you've got the friendlies with England, Brazil, France, Germany, Holland, Italy, Spain, Uruguay. And then, of course, CONCACAF qualifying starts with the U.S. against Honduras. And then at night it'll be Costa Rica taking on Panama and Mexico against Jamaica. So it's going to be a great Wednesday. I can't
wait. It's a great day to be sick and not going to work, Andrew. I think that's the key thing. But, no, I think with the Africa Cup of Nations, the Eagles against the Super Eagles, you know, Mali against Nigeria. Nigeria, big favourites, but Mali, you know, in a country with so much strife at the moment, the performances of the national team, just tremendous. And then the Stallions, you know, Burkina Faso, never thought they would get this far, up against one of the favourite teams, the Black Stars of Ghana. So people are saying, yes, it'll be a Ghana-Nigeria final, but the way things are going with some of the shocks, the Ivory Coast going out, it'll be great games to watch.
And so those are games. The first game in the morning is going to be Mali against Nigeria at 10 o'clock. It's on ESPN3. And then 1:30 p.m. will be Burkina Faso against Ghana, also on ESPN3. England-Brazil is on Fox Soccer Channel at 2:30. Netherlands-Italy is on ESPN3. Gold TV will have Sweden-Argentina with Mr. Messi, of course. And France-Germany will be on ESPN2. And, of course, the game we'll all be watching, 4 o'clock, the U.S. against Honduras at the down in Honduras. BN Sport is the channel that has that game, and also Panama, Costa Rica. ESPN2, who just signed a big contract to be the English-speaking outlet for Mexican national team games, and that's going to be a big one. Mexico hosting Jamaica. Dick, I got a prediction on this. You know what Wednesday is, don't you? Wednesday is the birthday of Bob Marley. So Jamaicans everywhere are going to be celebrating the memory of one of their
Jamaican
greatest
diaspora.
Citizens.
Yeah, and what better way than to beat Mexico? And
I think they might get a point.
It's going to be really tough for the reggae boys, but you never know. They brought some players in from the UK, as they did last time, to get them to France in '98. And will it work this time? Well, you never know, but it's going to be certainly tough. Mexico, one of the big favorites, of course, in the hexagonal.
That certainly are. And so, Dick, we'll certainly be watching these matches. We'll talk more about them next week, and we'll keep keeping track of all the other big news, and hopefully it's good news. We want to be talking about good things here on the show. And
There's so much stuff, Andy. We could have a two-hour show, couldn't we? But great to chat to you again, and as I say, look forward to watching these games. I think I'll cry off work on Wednesday.
Thanks a lot, Dick. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, sir. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And next up, Joe and I will be spending a good amount of time with our good friend Michael Lewis down in New York. We'll go over the six teams qualified for the hexagonal, the U.S., Mexico, Panama, Costa Rica, Honduras, and Jamaica, who will make the World Cup in Brazil. We'll go over all that next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040. Because every day we pay the price for the level sacrifice. Chime until the
chime is through. We're chiming. Your local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers return home over President's Day weekend to make their final push for the postseason with two important matches against playoff contenders. On Saturday, February 16th, the Lancers take on throwaway rival Syracuse with an early start time of 1 p.m. Then on President's Day, the Wichita Wings come to town for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Are you ready to stop paying rent? You can't afford to build a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? On average, people purchasing an existing house spend an additional 10 to 15% above the purchase price in the first year, trying to make someone else's house feel like their home. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Rhinos players, staff, and front office would like to thank all the fans for their support over the past 17 years. 2013 Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. You can also check out the Rhinos website during the offseason for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting season of USL Pro Soccer in the spring.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
our U.S. Soccer Report is with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Salins, premium meat, quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your local favorite food stores. Michael, thanks for joining us, and boy, it all starts this Wednesday. For the next, what, nine months, we'll find out who's going to make it from CONCACAF. Could be three teams, could be four teams, depending on what happens with the playoff. But it's going to be a very exciting spring and summer and fall of soccer.
Oh, definitely. And just looking at the teams, sizing them up, I think this could be the most competitive CONCACAF hexagonal that I've ever encountered. Let's face it, there's Mexico at the top, and then you've got the rest of the teams. I think the U.S. should finish second. Of course, it really doesn't matter where you finish as long as you book a ticket to the World Cup. But the U.S. should finish second, but I'll tell you this, it's not going to be easy for the U.S. or any other team, perhaps outside of Mexico, and they'll probably have a couple of sweating moments too.
Well, what about Honduras, Mike? What do you think about Honduras?
I see them in the battle for third or fourth place. You know, I think they have a number of really fine players that have played in the United States, that are still playing in the United States and play in Europe. For example, San Jose Earthquakes defender Victor Bernardes. Excellent outside back who gave a lot of opposing teams trouble in MLS last year. They've got Houston Dynamo outside midfielder Oscar Boniac Garcia, who was a key member, a vital member of the team that reached the MLS Cup last year. And then there's Jerry Bankston, who plays for the New England Revolution, who scored a couple of key goals during the Honduran's Olympic run. So you've got, those are just three players that I think Americans are pretty familiar with just because they played over here. Roger Espinoza, another familiar name who played for Sporting Kansas City. He's now with Wigan Athletic in the English Premier League. He's going to be, I think, the key to their midfield. Very talented player who never says die. And it's almost like you wind him up and he'll run for 90, 95 minutes in a game. Even if he's not having a good game, he's going to put in the effort. Honduras is a very, very difficult side to contend with. And I'll give you a sneak preview of my predictions. I think it's going to be a 1-1 draw in San Pedro Sula on Wednesday. I think it's going to be a very, very tight and close match. And I think the U.S., I think they're starting to learn how to play without Landon Donovan, but I think they're going to still miss a player like him who could play make, score goals, lead the team on and off the field. I probably said too much for that one question.
Well, that's okay, because this is the big match, Mike, for the U.S. Obviously, it's a 4 p.m. kickoff, so it's going to be hot down there in Honduras. And again, it's going to be on beIN Sport. The U.S. announced their roster, and really no big surprises, but I think the one couple points I want to make, Tim Chandler, who has been on the fence whether or not he wants to play for U.S. or Germany because his father was a U.S. serviceman. He is probably going to start for the U.S. on Wednesday, which means he is now officially a member of the U.S. national team because this is an official FIFA match. It's not a friendly. And I think that's great news. This is a young player who plays for Nuremberg in the Bundesliga. He's got tremendous talent, and I think he's going to be a big, big factor. And another guy who I think obviously we're going to be watching out for is Josie Altidore, the former Red Bull. We see him play here in Rochester with the under-20s. He's on a tear right now for AZ Alkmaar in the Dutch First Division. So a couple of names. Who do you think is some of the key guys for the U.S., Mike, that you're watching out for down in Honduras?
Well, I would say in the midfield, it's going to be Michael Bradley. Here's someone who has taken control of the midfield without Landon Donovan there. He obviously is not anywhere near, does not have anywhere near the creativity of a Landon Donovan, but in terms of leadership, running the show, he's going to be very, very important. I think we were reminded last year when Bradley missed a couple of games because of injuries, how much the team needed him, again, running the show in the middle. And I think up front, Clint Dempsey, you know, here's someone who is physical, who finds ways to score goals for his club and country. He has made 26 World Cup qualifying appearances for the United States and has 10 goals. And that's an excellent, excellent percentage. That's almost scoring in 40% of your games. And at the World Cup level, that's very, very good. And let's face it, you know, Tim Howard, you know, no matter what, where you play, you're going to need a goalkeeper who is always on his toes, not on his heels. And Tim Howard, you know, keeps proving that he is a world-class goalkeeper. I'm biased. I think he's one of the best in the world. But you know, everyone has their favorites. But he's saved the United States' hides time and again. And I expect him to come up big when it matters, whether it's in Honduras or any other World Cup qualifying match over the next 8 to 9 months.
We're with Michael Lewis talking about... go ahead, Joe. I want to introduce Michael again in case people didn't know who we were talking to.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Michael Lewis is here. We're talking about World Cup qualifying in CONCACAF, the U.S. against Honduras, Wednesday, 4 p.m. on beIN Sport. Get home from work early or take the day off and watch all the great soccer on Wednesday. And then the two night matches, we'll talk about that in just a minute, Panama against Costa Rica and Mexico hosting the Reggae Boys of Jamaica. Go ahead, Joe.
Mike, what I was going to ask you, how much pressure is on Klinsmann to be able to guide this team to Brazil?
I think there's a tremendous amount of pressure on him. Whether or not he feels it is something else. But I think, let's face it, we're talking about his pedigree. He played for a world championship team. He finished third as the German coach at the 2006 World Cup. He had a marvelous career as a striker for several top clubs in Europe. You know, U.S. is his adopted country now. But, you know, the U.S. hired him midstream. You know, they got rid of Bob Bradley, who was the U.S. coach way back in 2011. So there are expectations that the U.S. at the very least should qualify. And I think, you know, there are other expectations that we should be rolling over teams in CONCACAF. I've covered enough games in the Caribbean and Central America to know, and Mexico as well, to know it isn't easy. I'm not saying we shouldn't do better, but even against a so-called poor team or not as talented team, there are many things that even things up on the field, whether it's a bad field, a crowd, an intimidating crowd, or the weather. So Klinsmann, you know, faces a lot of pressure, I think, to get the team to Brazil. And again, it doesn't matter if it's 1-2-3, fourth. If the team makes it as the fourth place team playing the Oceania champion, I think there'll be a lot of fingers of soccer fans that their nails will have been bitten off by next November.
That's certainly true, but at least it's not the fifth-place team from South America or something like that. I mean, New Zealand obviously is the favorite there, but, you know, the U.S. women had to qualify against Italy. So it's, as long as you get there, like you said, it doesn't matter how you get there, if you finish 1-2-3. But This is a very experienced group of countries. Honduras, Costa Rica, Mexico, Jamaica, U.S. have all been in the World Cup. The outsider is Panama. They will host Costa Rica in their first match down in Panama City. And they've been playing very well. They've beaten the United States before. And Costa Rica, again, very experienced team. What do you think about that match? That's a 9 o'clock kickoff on beIN Sport.
Right. I actually like Panama in that game. I know Costa Rica is just coming off of winning Copa Americana on their own field, and Panama barely got into the CONCACAF Gold Cup by finishing fifth in the tournament. But I think when push comes to shove with this Panama team, they're going to get the results. I like what their coach, Julio Dele Valdez, has done over the last several years. Fortunately, they have not changed coaches, even when the team did not do well. But what really impressed me was the way Panama played in the 2011 CONCACAF Gold Cup. And I understand that's 2 years ago, but they beat the United States in Tampa, the first time the U.S. lost a first-round match on home soil in that competition. They're not a fancy team. They've got talent, but they're a gritty bunch. It reminds me of a hockey team that grinds it out. They've got some really tough players up front, Luis Tejada and Blas Perez. Perez plays for FC Dallas, and they have a midfielder, Gabriel Gomez, who I think is the blood and guts and heart and soul of that team. I see them battling for third or fourth along with Honduras. Costa Rica, they've gone through a lot of coaches over the last several years. I think they're in a recycling mode. They've always been a CONCACAF powerhouse. My gut feeling is they're going to fall short this time.
Interesting. And then, of course, last match, Joe, go ahead.
No, one of the things that I believe that Klinsmann, just like you said, has got all the accolades of the qualification, but you got to have the horses in order to win the race.
Definitely. You can do all the X's and O's, but the players will win games for you. They'll lose games for you, too. Obviously, you have to use them properly, too. And it'll be interesting to see, how many forwards he might use against Honduras. You've got four talented forwards there with Altidore, Dempsey, Gomez, and Eddie Johnson. My gut feeling is you use two out of those four, not necessarily three, but it always comes down to the players. And I'll be interested to see how the U.S. fares, and this is going to be something that I'll be watching over the 10-game series, how the U.S. fares without Landon Donovan. If Donovan doesn't return to the national team and he does return to the Galaxy or just retires. Because, like I said, when you miss a player like him, you're missing a lot.
Certainly. And you mentioned the favorites, Mexico. They'll open up in the Azteca against Jamaica. That's an 8:30 catch. It's a 9:30 kickoff on ESPN2. Again, that's where you'll see all Mexican national team games on the ESPN family networks. Mark Geiger from the U.S. will be refereeing that match. And I mentioned to Dick Michael, it's Bob Marley Day in Jamaica, the birthday of the great reggae star and one of the greatest Jamaicans who ever lived. And I just have a feeling that Jamaica might surprise people and maybe get a point out of this match. They're going to have some experienced players coming in from England to help bolster the U.S.-based team that you see. Ryan Johnson, of course, one of those players, and Dane Richards, a former Red Bull. So I just got a feeling about this match that Mexico might maybe try to be a little overconfident against Jamaica.
That would be great for a story, for someone, an old newspaper man like me. I love upsets and surprises. It's not easy for any team to win a World Cup qualifier at Azteca. no team has won there in a qualifying match, you know, outside of Mexico, of course, since Costa Rica did it in way back in 2001. Jamaica definitely does have some weapons, like as you mentioned. So maybe they could put that energy, that emotion of Bob Marley Day behind them. I think it would be a bigger deal if they were playing at home at the office in Kingston, Jamaica. I'll tell you, Mexico, the more I see of Mexico, the more I'm impressed by them. They are the not only the most talented team in CONCACAF, but the deepest team. They've put nine gold medal winners from last year's Olympics on this team. And I think those younger players are going to be pushing some of the veteran players for starting jobs. You know, again, would I love to see an upset like Jamaica beating Mexico in Azteca? Yes, that would be incredible. My gut feeling is, though, that I think Mexico will prevail. Unless they just go on cruise control and don't care. But Jose Manuel de la Torre, the Mexican coach, has to impress upon his team that, you know, we just don't throw our cleats on the field and expect to win. We're going to have to go out and work hard. And if they do that, they should be able to win at home.
We're gonna have to end it there, Mike. We're running out of time, but it's been great to talk to you for an extended period. It all starts this Wednesday, and it's going to be going on for a good amount of time. It's World Cup qualifying. We'll go all the way to the middle of October, and it may take till then to see who's going to make the World Cup. But thanks so much for being with us, and we will talk to you again next Monday.
Hey, you're welcome. My pleasure. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Mike.
Mike Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be back to wrap it up next on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers return home over President's Day weekend to make their final push for the postseason with two important matches against playoff contenders. On Saturday, February 16th, the Lancers take on throwaway rivals Syracuse with an early start time of 1 p.m. Then on President's Day, the Wichita Wings come to town for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under get free admission with a paying adult. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Andrew Battisti back here with Joe Sirianni wrapping up Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Joe, I can't believe this show went by so fast.
I can't believe it, but we accomplished a lot. And thank you very much for the job well done. And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Joe, have fun down in Miami.
Thank you.
Joe Sirianni, the Lancers Wall of Famer, the host of our show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We want to thank Evan McNeely from the Lancers, all the Lancers staff. Lancers in action in Chicago Friday, 8:35, and then Sunday at 5 o'clock against Milwaukee. Go to MISLnet.com to check it out. U.S. Honduras, 4 p.m. Wednesday on BN Sport. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni in Miami, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM at 1040 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.